AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The evening began with a moment of silence for Nancy Reagan, who died yesterday at the age of 94.
Before we begin tonight, we want to take a moment to remember former First Lady Nancy Reagan.
But after bowing their heads in her honor, the Democratic presidential candidates went after each other at last night's debate.
If you're going to talk, tell the whole story, Senator
Let
Sanders.
Me tell my story, you tell yours.
I will.
Mark Smith was there in Flint, Michigan as the gloves came off, sort of, and he joins us live this morning.
Rita, Bernie Sanders tackled Hillary Clinton over backing trade deals he says have hollowed out Rust Belt cities like this one. But she said, wait a minute, you voted against cash for the auto rescue.
If everybody had voted the way he did, I believe the auto industry would have collapsed.
But even with the raised voices and interruptions, both sides agreed this debate on CNN was far more substantive than Thursday's GOP insult fest. Meantime, Sanders won weekend caucuses in Maine, Kansas, and Nebraska, but thanks to Clinton's lopsided win in Louisiana, only reduced her wide delegate lead by three. Rita?
Mark Smith live this morning. Meanwhile, President and Mrs. Obama are remembering Nancy Reagan as a voice for millions of families who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease. Mrs. Reagan cared for President Reagan as he suffered from Alzheimer's in the last 10 years of his life. Her death yesterday is attributed to congestive heart failure. Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning will announce his retirement at a news conference later today. He'll be 40 soon, and he's the only player to quarterback two teams to a Super Bowl victory. He helped the Broncos beat the Carolina Panthers last month. A plane carrying NASCAR team members that was headed to Charlotte, North Carolina, made an emergency landing in Memphis early this morning. Apparently somebody noticed smoke in the cabin. Everybody's okay. This is AP Radio News. Listen to what one lawmaker is hearing from some Navy SEALs. They don't have enough combat rifles. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel's in Washington with this.
Navy SEALs are being relied on more than ever for counterterrorism operations and other secretive missions. But they're concerned about being properly equipped. They've told Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter that there aren't enough combat rifles for the teams. He's been told that after SEALs return from a deployment, their rifles are given to other commandos who are shipping out. The top officer at the U.S. Special Operations Command in Tampa says the complaints are being examined. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
The Coast Guard is calling off its search for a Texas man who fell from a cruise ship near Florida's Key Largo. 46-year-old David Mossman fell from the 10th deck of the Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas ship late Friday. The fall was a distance of about 100 feet. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.